how do you tie in quantum physics with the Bermuda Triangle?
That was, you know, when I first started looking into the Bermuda Triangle, I automatically thought about wormholes. I thought, well, you know, and I'd heard this before from other people, that if there are wormholes, and we don't know that there are, you know, I want to say straight out, wormholes have not been proven to exist. They are just a theory. But, you know, then I thought, well, if they do exist, let's go ahead and take that one step further. If there are shortcuts between the space-time continuum, could there also be shortcuts here on our planet that can connect us from, you know, one part of the planet to another, one part of our planet to a point in the universe? And with a place like the Bermuda Triangle, what's interesting is it doesn't, you know, the effects that we read about, things disappearing, you know, the electromagnetic chaos that occurs to computer systems and the way people feel that have come back and reported a sort of an altered state of consciousness, missing time, feeling very, you know, vertigo and feeling very out of sorts. Well, why doesn't that happen to everybody who goes through the Bermuda Triangle? I mean, obviously, thousands of people cross there, you know, every year, and they come out okay, and nothing happens. And so then I started thinking about the possibility that these wormholes are not, they can be stationary in that they're operating in one place, but they're not always consistent. So if the Bermuda Triangle is a wormhole of sorts, an earthbound wormhole,
which is possible.
Right, but it's not a consistent phenomena. It doesn't always
it could be pulsating, you know, where it opens and closes at some kind of lengthy predetermined time.
And perhaps it needs a certain type of, you know, climatological conditions to occur, that the waves have to be just right, the water temperature has to be just right, or something that's going on below the surface of the ocean. You know, there's methane gas bubbles that's one theory.
Well, and that is one theory, and it could be part of what is happening.
Exactly. There could be a whole string of things that have to be in place for that phenomena to occur.
Producer Tom, the person who called you to get you on the line here for the program, wanted to go to Bermuda on a vacation. And I was just kidding with him. I said, well, you know, that is part of the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, really.
And he said, what do you mean? And I said, Tom, Bermuda Triangle, Bermuda. And now he doesn't want to go. He's scared.
Well, tell him he could take the long, long, long way around and just sort of circumvent the whole thing.
I think the great story with the Navy jets years ago that disappeared.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, that's a classic, Flight 19. It's just such a classic. And, you know, I love all these shows that came out a year or so ago on Sci-Fi Channel and Discover where they went looking for the planes, and they found all these other planes, but they didn't find those five.
Can you imagine if we were to drain the ocean for just a day?
Oh, my gosh.
What's down there on the ocean floor?
Yeah, I mean,
on this entire planet. Just drain it for a day.
It's the final frontier, not including space.
And if everything was preserved, I don't know if it would be, but if you could find that, you'd find ships that were ages and ages old.
Oh, I'm sure there's just an incredible amount of stuff down there.
You definitely would find Atlantis one way or another.
Yeah, yeah, that would definitely settle the argument over where Atlantis is.
You talk about psychic abilities connected to the quantum world. How so?
That's the easiest thing that I saw connections with.
You're so right on. I just wanted you to know that.
Oh, thank you. I do try. I mean, you know, when I wrote the book, what I really wanted to do was get all the information together that I could find and kind of put it out there with the hope that people would read it and pick up on it and, you know, do their own research and their own thinking. But, you know, what the neat thing about psi and ESP and remote viewing, the stuff that involves our mind actually seems to have the most connections to the quantum world because of some of the most basic laws of quantum physics, non-locality and entanglement, wave-particle duality, the idea that particles are really not particles. They're actually both particle and wave until we observe them, and we collapse the wave function, and they become a fixed particle. And all of this stuff had me thinking, you know, it makes sense that if particles can communicate over these distances Why can't we?